and Tar Heel Station.
The Northeast blizzard.
It's not too bad. Been a little bit overblown.
Travel grinds to a halt.
Not a soul on these snowy white roadways here.
Three Russians charged with spying.
Who could face up to 15 years in prison.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It may not be one for the history books, but the big Northeast winter storm...
Thought it would be fun to be snowed in and build some snowmen.
Has left people stranded at home and building snowmen and a deep blanket of snow. It's brought travel to a standstill. Blizzard warnings being lifted in some states now, so are travel bans. New York just lifted its ban for the city and most suburbs. New Jersey, too. A little more than 6 inches on the ground in New York City, around a foot in parts of Long Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Our coverage begins with CBS's Don Daler in Times Square.
This storm dumped about a quarter of what meteorologists had predicted. But even that was enough to bring the city that never sleeps to a standstill.
For everyday New Yorkers, it's pretty clear this is not business as usual.
On Monday night, state officials issued a travel ban, shutting down subway and commuter train services, telling people to stay off the roads to make way for plows and emergency crews.
I'm Heather Bosch on Long Island. At least a foot of snow where I am. Further east on the island, more than 18 inches. It's eerily quiet, except for the occasional... guy who's trying to keep the sidewalks clear so you can at least walk.
Hopefully to see a path eventually, you know?
Tough to make progress, though, when it's still snowing.
Every time we do it, it's coming down harder and harder, so...
Snow's accumulating in Boston, too. CBS's Anna Warner is there.
An army of 2,000 plows outnumbered cars on the streets in parts of Boston, desperately trying to keep pace with the fast-falling snow. At times, pounding the city at a rate of 2 to 3 inches an hour.
The visibility's getting a little bad.
In the coastal town of Scituate, where high tides are creating the threat of flooding, officials protectively shut off power to 200 homes, hoping to prevent electrical fires.
There have been some scattered power outages. Strong winds have brought down trees and lines in some places. This woman lives outside Boston.
We got some extra firewood, just in case the power goes out, because that power always goes out.
Close to 5,000 flights have been canceled today. Major airports in the Northeast are quiet. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says airlines acted ahead of the storm.
They're doing preemptive cancellations across the board. They've learned their lessons from previous storms, and they're not even attempting to try to maintain their schedule for the simple reason that if they did, they'd end up with their planes out of schedule, their crews out of sequence.
Boston's Logan Airport doesn't plan to resume operations till tomorrow. Overseas, Indonesia's military, after 4 days of trying, has given up on efforts to raise the fuselage of the AirAsia plane that crashed in the Java Sea. Reporter Jack Hewson in Jakarta.
They have the black boxes. The majority of the plane doesn't contain the majority of the victims. So where to go from here is difficult.
A rescue agency says it will continue efforts to find bodies. 92 are still missing. Shades of the Cold War, as three Russian citizens have been charged with running a spy operation in this country that used code and concealed messages. CBS's Jeff Pagaz has more.
Prosecutors say this Russian spy ring had been operating since 2012 in New York City. The FBI used informants, wiretaps, and hidden cameras to build their case and finally arrest 39-year-old Yevgeny Buryakov. Investigators say Buryakov and two other Russian operatives attempted to recruit New Yorkers to be Russian intelligence sources as they tried to gather U.S. government documents to help the Russian government collect information about potential U.S. economic sanctions against Russian banks.
Sentencing is set for April, and there could be an appeal of an ex-CIA officer's conviction in Virginia yesterday. Jeffrey Sterling, convicted of leaking details about a CIA mission to derail Iran's nuclear program. At the center of the case was a prolonged and failed effort to get James Risen of the New York Times to divulge his sources in the story he wrote. It's the World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, the Orange County Board of Education has recently passed a resolution welcoming undocumented immigrant children. You'll hear from Steve Halkiotis on that. Orange County commissioners will consider Chapel Hill's request to help fund the Ephesus Fordham renewal plan when the board meets tonight. And Orange County is reporting its second confirmed rabies case of 2015 already. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And by the way, as far as the weather is concerned, it's actually not so bad. Not locally, but you can hear all day on CBS about how bad it is in the northeastern part of the country. Definitely not business as usual. WCHL Championship Sports this morning. The number 13 Tar Heels battled by Syracuse 93-83 last night in the Smith Center. And that's a sixth straight ACC win. Tar Heels now 17-4 overall. And
don't know about you, but I am totally deflated by Deflategate.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebooks.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06, 36 degrees this morning. No snow, no ice, no problems. Partly sunny today. High today in the middle 40s. And actually not a bad day. As we look to the northeast, we see they're having all kinds of problems there. And if you're doing any traveling today, if you're flying anywhere in that part of the country, you better call your airline before you spend time getting out to the airport and dealing with all of that, because there's a good chance your flight might be delayed or even canceled. The Orange County Board of Education recently passed a resolution welcoming undocumented immigrant children. Other North Carolina counties have passed resolutions discouraging illegal immigration. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack has the story.
The resolution from the Orange County Board of Education, which passed earlier this month, quote, affirms the right of children to attend public schools in the county in which they reside without regard to their immigration status. Here's the chair of the Orange County Board of Education, Stephen Halkiotis.
My parents were not born in this country. My father came to America at the age of 8 in 1906 on a steamship all by himself with a tag around his neck. And my mother was not born in this country, so I am first-generation American. And, both my parents became naturalized citizens after several years. I could have very easily have fallen into that same category.
The Orange County Board of Commissioners and legislative bodies in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Carborough have recently passed resolutions supporting equal access to education and legal protection for undocumented immigrants. Other North Carolina counties, Brunswick, Rowan, and Surrey, have passed resolutions last year discouraging illegal immigration. The text of a resolution from the Surrey County Board of Commissioners reads, quote, "The influx of school-age minors will have an adverse effect on our local school district education funding, resources, campus security, public health and safety, as well as county resources." I talked with Eddie Harris, chair of the Surrey County Board of Commissioners, about his county's resolutions.
Are we going to overload our school system with children that we don't know a lot about? And is the federal government going to continue to encourage the problem rather than try to find a solution? In my mind, the more that this occurs and the more the federal government encourages it, the more it increases the action in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua for further human migration and possible trafficking. All of these go hand in hand.
Children apprehended at the border are often placed with relatives or sponsor families while awaiting deportation hearings. More than 2,000 children were relocated to North Carolina in fiscal year 2014.
We're not going to deny anyone a public education. The Supreme Court says that.
He's talking about the 1982 Supreme Court case, Plyler versus Doe, which ruled that states can't deny students a public education on account of their immigration status.
But are we also not under some obligation as sworn elected officials in this country to uphold and enforce the laws of the land that are on the books?
According to reports and studies, extreme violence and poverty have motivated many Central American children to flee to the United States. Jagmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County Commissioners will consider Chapel Hill's request to help fund the Ephesus Fordham renewal plan when the board meets tonight. Chapel Hill officials rezoned 190 acres last May in a bid to spur economic revitalization near the Ephesus Church-Fordham Boulevard intersection. The town wants the county to contribute half of the new tax revenues from redevelopment to help pay for stormwater and roadway improvements. The plan is estimated to generate $14 million in tax revenue for the county once the area is fully redeveloped. But Orange County officials say when all the costs are accounted for, including the expense of adding new students to the school system, the gap between new revenue and total spending could run between $6 and $10 million. County commissioners will also get a financial update to kick off the budget planning process. The board meets tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill. The Carborough Board of Aldermen will be meeting tonight to discuss several issues, including what to expect from the upcoming long session at the North Carolina State Legislature. Carborough Mayor Lily Lavelle says that over the past couple of years, it's really developed into a struggle for the town to propose legislation that will actually be carried through into law.
There was a time when really we had bills we could take and they'd be massaged and worked on and so on and passed. And so the last couple of years, it's been more of what do we know is going to come out there and how can we provide input in a way that is positive or kind of helps advance our ball.
Mayor Lavelle says they'll also hear from Julie White, the executive director for the North Carolina Metropolitan Mayors Coalition. White will be speaking about issues she expects state lawmakers to handle this year.
Here's what we're hearing is going to be coming up this year. Here are what the metropolitan mayors and other cities and towns are interested in and worried about or excited about, and just kind of get a perspective from her viewpoint of what we should be looking at or thinking about.
The mayor has several things she expects to be part of the discussion.
Finding a way to recover monies we, meaning towns and cities, have lost due to the repeal of the privilege tax. Mm-hmm. Another is, and these don't necessarily apply directly to Carborough, but the ability to tax incentives for the film industry. For example, Wilmington has been heavily pushing for that. And others are historic tax preservation credits.
The Board of Aldermen meeting starts at 7:30 at Board Chambers, Room 210 of Town Hall on Main Street in Carborough. At last night's public hearing, the Chapel Hill Town Council postponed approving the 55-acre mixed-use development proposed for Eubanks Road. Councilmember Donna Bell imagined visiting an unpleasant development in the future.
I would hate to go by in 10 years and be like, I approve that.
Bell and other council members said they welcomed the opportunity for economic development, but in this particular development called The Edge, the applicant has too many requests that would affect the way the project moves forward. So the council is holding off granting a special use permit to Northwood Raven, the developer, while officials consider the requests. Northwood Raven asked that the town pay $1 to $1.5 million for improvements to Eubanks Road. And the developer wants permission to build on a space the town has designated previously for environmental protection.
Perhaps the biggest way to remove one of the warts on this site, which is visibility, is the idea of potentially building a section of the RCD.
That is Adam Golden, Vice President of Development for Northwood Raven. He's talking about the protected area, a so-called Resource Conservation District, or RCD. He said if the town grants permission to expand into the 5 acres of the RCD where there's an intermittent stream, Northwood Raven would be able to build more retail. Here's Mayor Mark Kleinsmith.
I don't think we've had an RCD question like this. I mean, excuse me, I need to take a deep breath. I've never seen that before.
At a public hearing back in December, council members pressed the developer, Northwood Raven, to increase the amount of commercial space in that proposed development, and this became one of the sticking points again in last night's discussion. Golden presented two possible scenarios. In scenario one, the developer would build 270,000 square feet of commercial space, including a hotel, 78,000 square feet of office space, and 510 residential units. In the second scenario, the developer would build 200,000 square feet of commercial space, including a hotel, that's 70,000 fewer square feet, 78,000 square feet of office space, which would actually be the same as scenario one, and 600 residential units, which would be 90 more than the previous plan. The council will hold another public hearing on the 23rd of next month when it will reopen the topic of granting Northwood Raven that special use permit. A development agreement is a later step in the process, and of course, there may be a long way between here and there. Orange County is reporting its second rabies confirmation of 2015. This incident involved a raccoon, the primary carrier of rabies in our region. This follows 23 confirmed cases in last year, and that was nearly double the 12 confirmed cases in both 2012 and 2013. Orange County Animal Services Director Bob Morato says
says there's no exact science when it comes to predicting how many cases a given area may see each year, but there are data points that reveal certain trends.
The historical data that we have on the incidence of laboratory-confirmed rabies cases in Orange County indicates that there is a cycling in these numbers, and that we saw in 2014 the beginning of an upswing.
He says these trends typically run in 1 to 3 year cycles. Morato adds that means residents just need to be prepared for the future.
There is rabies here. It never goes away, probably will never go away in our lifetime, and therefore we need to be prepared individually, as households, as pet owners, and as a community.
Morato says the best thing to make sure your pet is vaccinated, you can do that through Orange County Animal Services low-cost vaccination clinics.
I would refer people to our rabies webpage, where we have a full schedule for 2015. Those vaccinations are $10. They're provided for cats as well as dogs.
You can find a link to that page through WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Well, it was really kind of an iffy night when we went into it. We thought we might get some inclement weather. Didn't quite happen. We're going to get into that in just a moment here. But first, morning traffic on WCHL Traffic, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant. And here is the inimitable Nikki Morris, dressed all in orange this morning.
Because that's my favorite color.
Yes, I know.
Well, looks pretty good on the roadways, not so much in the studio. But if you're going to be heading out, the good news is the only snow that is really being seen anywhere is like in Henderson or Nash County. There are reports that they're getting some snow, but nothing here, so nothing to worry about as far as travel is concerned. However, if you do have an early flight this morning, you might want to call your airline if you're heading towards the northeast. They might have canceled your flight due to the snowstorm, and you may want to reschedule. 54 eastbound, just busy. Fordham Boulevard to 40. 40 eastbound, also just crowded in spots from 54 to the Durham Freeway. Northbound Durham Freeway, though, is where you're going to find your major delays. Slow from Alexander Drive all the way to Austin Avenue. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
I heard somebody on CBS say a few minutes ago, I think it was may have been the mayor of Boston. He said, it is anything but business as usual.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they really got some problems. And you know, if you're planning on traveling, you might have to postpone that trip because it might not happen. So.
Yeah, and if you were from there and you happen to be stuck here, yeah, there are worse things to happen.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. And so far, we've been lucky. Let's hope we don't get any inclement weather to go along with all this. Of course, there are some people out there right now going, let it snow, let it snow.
I'm not one of them.
No,
nope.
Me either. But at any rate, you know, it's really bad up there, as they say. And the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, your Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It is 36 degrees in Chapel Hill, 35 in Carboro, also 35 this morning in Hillsboro. Partly sunny, our high today about 45 or 46. Tonight we're looking at clear skies and cold with a low down to the low 20s, so a little colder than it is now. Tomorrow we're looking at sunshine with a high in the middle 40s. One more time. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. I saw Berkeley Grimble yesterday. He was talking about small, shiny objects. That's what he deals with at Grimble Jewelers in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next door to Whole Foods.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
The public school agenda at the upcoming General Assembly session will almost certainly involve raising minimum salaries for teachers and considering what merit pay ought to look like in North Carolina. Otherwise, the K-12 education agenda before the state legislature is largely up in the air, or seems to be, heading into tomorrow when lawmakers reconvene for this year's work period. Governor McCrory and legislative leaders sound committed to completing a two-year plan to raise the floor for teacher pay from $30,800 to $35,000. It rose to $33,000 this year as part of a broader pay overhaul that benefited early career teachers most, Other lawmakers would like to see more money for veteran teachers. Senate leader Phil Berger has been talking up higher pay for high-performing teachers. McCrory offered a merit pay plan last year. You can get all of our stories on our website, chapelboro.com. Go there, get all of our stories from WCHL and a variety of other things on our website, which is kind of a community portal for all that's going on here. It is 8:19, time for championship sports. Good win last night for the Tar Heels in the Smith Center. Number 13, Carolina defeated Syracuse 93-83. Tar Heels got their sixth straight ACC win. They're 17-4 overall. Things rolling along pretty well right now. Marcus Page led the Heels in scoring, but it was actually Nate Britt who stole the show. Here's Matt Oaks.
Sophomore switch shooter Nate Britt is now a sharpshooter.
Britt guarded three. Good from the left wing.
That was Jones Angel of the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. But Britt's highlight reel didn't stop there.
Britt again. Well, he's feeling it.
Why not?
In total, Britt popped a career-high 4 3-pointers and tallied 17 points in the contest, another career high. The sophomore point guard is normally overshadowed by his more famous counterpart, junior Marcus Page, who, by the way, finished with a team-leading 22 points. But on this night, Britt stepped out of the shadows and into the limelight. Just ask Syracuse Hall of Fame head coach Jim Boeheim, who labeled Britt the difference maker.
We battled him pretty good. I think Britt probably was the difference maker in the game. He made 4 threes, and I thought that was the big difference in the game.
UNC head coach Roy Williams says Britt's performance was made all the more special by his personal hardships, both emotionally and physically, in recent weeks.
Nate was awesome. Feel so good for him. He had the death in the family's grandfather the night of the North Carolina State game, 15 stitches in his mouth at Wake Forest. He's been battling.
Armed with a plethora of offensive weapons, as evidenced by the balanced stat sheet, Britt says the sky's the limit for the surging Tar Heels.
Well, I feel like our team is really coming together. We're starting to feel each other out a little bit more. Kennedy and Bryce have been playing off the charts. Marcus is getting his confidence back, and he's playing well. Justin's playing well. So JP's doing what he does. So I feel like when we have everyone working and doing their job, we can be really good.
It was not really good at halftime. Coach Williams not happy with 13 turnovers in the first half for Carolina. But Andrew Carter, who covers the Carolina beat for the News and Observer, joins us now. And Andrew, seems to me, just watching this Tar Heel team play, that not only did Nate Britt really step into the spotlight last night, but seems that this team has grown up a bit and things seem to be coming together pretty well for Carolina.
Yeah, the offense has been really clicking lately. I think last night was the third game out of the past four, I think, or maybe even three in a row, they shot at least 55%. I'd have to look at that. But, yeah, I mean, the offense is playing really well. Defensively, I still think they're a work in progress sometimes, but yeah, they're kind of finding their rhythm, just kind of like Nate said there in that clip. I mean, everything is kind of coming together for these guys. They're getting good production out of Bryce and Kennedy. Marcus Page is finally playing like a lot of people thought he would at the start of the year, and Justin Jackson is playing with more confidence, and things are just kind of clicking for these guys right now.
Well, scoring 58 points in the second half was pretty impressive, especially against Syracuse. And up next for Carolina, a road trip to number 10 Louisville. How do you see that one shaking up as these two teams get to this juncture in the season?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. Obviously, it was a tough game in Chapel Hill, and they played a one-point UNC victory. Louisville can be kind of hot or cold. They're a streaky shooting team. They shot awfully against Duke in a loss near last weekend or 2 weeks ago, whenever that game was. And sometimes they have a tendency to do that. This isn't a great offensive Louisville team, but, they do have a great player in Harrell and another really good guard, and Rozier, who I think might be the most talented guard just from a pure, talent standpoint in the ACC. He's really, really good. And when they're on, they're a tough, very tough team to beat, and that's obviously a very difficult place to play. So I think that in some respects, that's going to be a tougher game even than the Virginia game. UNC plays Virginia, which is undefeated right after that, another Saturday-Monday turnaround, but I think the Louisville one might be even tougher just because it's on the road.
Really tough stretch, no question about that. Andrew, I know you write about the Tar Heels all the time, the News and Observer. You have a lot of followers on Twitter. How do folks follow you there?
Sure. It's just _Andrew Carter, my name.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for being with us today, and always a pleasure to talk to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
That is Andrew Carter, News and Observer, 824. Good morning. I'm Ron Sutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Don't know about you, but I am totally deflated by Deflategate. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. My team is in the Super Bowl, and what has gone on since the Patriots won the AFC Championship has just about ruined all the fun of rooting every week during the regular season, getting psyched up for the playoffs, and then celebrating when they made it back to the NFL's ultimate game. So I ask myself these questions. While Bill Belichick and Tom Brady might have been caught off guard by the news about 11 deflated footballs Monday morning, some would say they were acting guilty of sin, what has happened since then? Belichick, Brady, and owner Robert Kraft are like family, and I am sure they have all discussed this during their own internal investigation. If Belichick were as sleazy and sneaky as some say, would he have called his own press conference Saturday to detail what he had learned and definitively deny anything was done to tamper with the footballs? If they did cheat, they would play the Super Bowl and wait to see if the NFL found anything after its own probe. Instead, Belichick put his own job on the line. And would Kraft lead off the Super Bowl media week by making his own statement that he talked with his coach and quarterback, say they have never lied to him, and wants an apology from the NFL if the investigation turns up no wrongdoing? Kraft also should have added an apology from the out-of-control media. From bankrupt and bitter Mark Brunell to complete airhead Troy Aikman, who by the way could lose his job over this, the horde of talking heads has jumped to so many conclusions that they must have deflated lungs by now. When Fox Sports broke the news about a locker room attendant supposedly taking the balls from the officials more than 2 hours before the game and putting them in a waiting area until the team took the field, did it bother to ask any other NFL team what they do with their balls after the officials approve them? Almost every respected former player on the tube insisted Brady cheated some way or another, even though he was far better against the Colts with fully inflated balls in the second half than he was with the so-called flat balls in the first half. Win or lose Sunday, the Patriots have already been branded as guilty, and a Hall of Fame quarterback deemed a liar across the national media before any facts are in. And that literally makes me sick. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I agree, Art, and it's, you know, we got two pretty good football teams in the Super Bowl, Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. It'd be nice to actually play the game on Sunday and not have to hear about all of that ad nauseum. 827 at WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by Stanley Martin Homes.
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design. And Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground. And Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore or go to stanleymartin.com.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
The BMW Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event is happening now at Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs are lower cost with lower mileage and an up to 5-year or 75,000-mile warranty. During the Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event, lease a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. That's a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. As low as 0.9% financing and a one-payment credit of up to $500 are also available on select Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs. Listen to what Donna had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
We were greeted with enthusiasm when we first came into the dealership. Kip, the BMW genius, was very helpful and knowledgeable about the cars we were testing. Steve Slocum and John Hillard made our buying experience easy and effortless. It was overall the best car buying experience I have ever had.
Now that's a wow. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2014 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. Wow. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
36-month lease with 10K miles per year based on an MSRP of $34,900 and a selling price of $40,325.
$5,999 with $5,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
Hi. I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that outdoor grilling causes 19,000 emergency room visits and 8,000 house fires a year? Make sure your grill is a safe distance from your home and not under overhanging branches. Check your gas tank regularly for cracks and your hoses for leaks or sharp bends. Place your grill in an open area or patio and not on a deck, a porch, or inside the garage. And always have a fire extinguisher handy. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
It is 8:30. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Town Hall Grill. 37 degrees, partly sunny, high today 45. Tonight clear and cold with a low down in the low 20s. And then tomorrow another day pretty much like today. Sunshine with a high in the middle 40s. All that possibility of snow that we talked about and everything for the Chapel Hill Carrboro community, well, didn't happen. Not a bad day. A little on the chilly side, but still not bad. Town Hall Grill, located in Southern Village, is the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app
CBS
for that.
News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. They're still getting some snow around Boston, where a travel ban remains in effect. Governor Charlie Baker asked on WBZ when that ban might be lifted.
I'm not going to make any prognostications on that until we collect some more information from people and we see a bit more about what the rest of the day is going to look like in terms of snow.
In New York, the driving ban's been lifted. New Jersey as well. Bridges and tunnels are open again. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
While the roads are open, that is not to say that unless you need to be on the roads, you should be on the roads. The roads are still dangerous.
I'm Heather Bosch on Long Island. There's still plenty of snow for plows and blowers to work on, at least a foot deep where I am. But forecasters say this storm might not be as severe as first thought.
In Rocky Hill, Connecticut, not far from Hartford, reporter Kim Lucy.
The snow itself, very light and powdery. That's why it's blowing around so much and causing some big drifts so far.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 36 degrees in Chapel Hill. And again, if you're planning on doing any traveling today, if you're planning on flying anywhere in the northeastern part of the country in particular, you might want to call your airline before you go to the airport because there are lots of delays, a lot of canceled flights. And the weather is not exactly normal there, so call your airlines and make sure before you head out, because there's a lot of things that have just stopped in that part of the country. We're lucky here. Orange County commissioners will consider Chapel Hill's request to help fund the Ephesus Fordham renewal plan tonight when the board gets together. Chapel Hill officials rezoned 190 acres last May in a bid to spur economic revitalization near the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard intersection. That is a really congested area, a really difficult area to negotiate now. The town wants Orange County to contribute half of the new tax revenues from redevelopment to help pay for stormwater and roadway improvements. That meeting will take place tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill. Carrboro Board of Aldermen will meet tonight to discuss several issues, including what to expect from the upcoming long session at the state legislature. Mayor Liddy Lavelle says that over the past couple of years, it's developed into a real struggle for the town to propose legislation that will actually get carried through into law.
There was a time when really we had bills we could take and they'd be massaged and worked on and passed. And so the last couple of years, it's been more of what do we know is going to come out there and how can we provide input in a way that is positive or kind of helps advance our ball.
The Board of Aldermen meeting is 7:30 this evening in Town Hall on Main Street in Carrboro. If you live in Carrboro, you're invited to attend. At last night's public hearing, the Chapel Hill Town Council postponed approving that 55-acre mixed-use development proposed for Eubanks Road. Councilmember Donna Bell imagined visiting an unpleasant development in the future.
I would hate to go by in 10 years and be like, right, I approve that.
Bell and other council members said they welcome the opportunity for economic development, but in this particular development called The Edge, the applicant has too many requests that would affect the way the project moves forward. So the council has decided to hold off again on granting a special use permit to Northwood Raven, the developer, while officials consider all those requests. Council's next public hearing on this matter is February 23rd. It will reopen the topic of granting Northwood Raven a special use permit then. The Orange County Human Relations Commission hosted a forum at the Carrboro Century Center over the past weekend. WCHL's Blake Hodge was there.
The purpose of the forum this year was celebrating the 95th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment. The amendment brought voting rights to women across the United States. Local elected leaders were taking part in the forum on Sunday. One of those was Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich. She says that having the right to vote is useless without exercising that power.
I've got to go vote. And I know sometimes we feel like we're in our little bubble and we're singing to the choir, but the more we sing it, the more people on the outside will hear us.
Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle walked the group attending the forum through the history of the fight for voting rights. Mayor Lavelle says that the fight for equal rights can trace its roots to the Seneca Falls Convention in 1848, before being interrupted by years of civil war in the country.
But after the Civil War, a new women's rights group began, the American Equal Rights Association. This group was formed in 1866, and its purpose was, quote, to secure equal rights to all American citizens, especially the right of suffrage, irrespective of race, color, or sex.
The wording on this mission was important because at the time Congress was considering the 15th Amendment to the Constitution, and that amendment states that voting rights could not be denied based on race, color, or previous condition of servitude, ultimately granting voting rights to African American males, although they continued to endure obstacles at the polls through poll taxes and literacy tests, among other means. The 19th Amendment became the law of the land in 1920 when Tennessee became the 36th state to ratify the amendment.
Just FYI, North Carolina was the 47th of the 48 states to ratify the amendment. And it did so on May 6, 1971. The last state to ratify the 19th Amendment was Mississippi. On March 22, 1984.
The message from this forum was that the fight for equality is not over. Mayor Lavelle recalls seeing similarities between the state-by-state approach for voting rights and the state-by-state fight for marriage equality today. Ardith Burks is the interim executive director of the Compass Center for Women and Families. She says that the gender pay gap is still evident.
In North Carolina, women make 82.5% of the pay of their male counterparts. Triangle has the highest level of women earnings in the state, but racial inequities persist.
Orange County Commissioner Renee Price was a member of the panel discussion at the forum. She says that male privilege can extend beyond the general pay scale.
Women also are neglected at times of promotion, even though they are fulfilling the same responsibilities and performing as well as, and sometimes better than their male counterparts.
Human trafficking was also a topic of discussion at the forum. Dr. Donna Bickford is the associate director in the Office for Undergraduate Research at UNC. She says that it is impossible to know how many people are victimized or smuggled each year.
Every country in the world is either a source country, a destination country, or a transit country for trafficking victims, and the United States is all three. It's an under-identified, under-recognized, under-reported, and under-prosecuted crime.
Mary Ray was also part of that panel discussion. Ray is the executive director of Interfaith Prison Ministry for Women. She says that 98% of incarcerated females in North Carolina will be released, and that it is important that we help them adjust back to society.
Today, the North Carolina female population is 2,700 women. Based on this fact, 2,700 women are going to return to their communities.
She says the way to ensure that success is through employers offering these women fair-paying jobs. Ray adds that many women are able to complete associate or even four-year degree programs while in prison. The overriding theme from the forum was that as wonderful as it is for everyone to be on level legal ground, it will take more work to bring that ideal to reality. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
839, WCHL, 37 degrees now. And we look for a high today of about 45. That's probably about as warm as it's going to get, but I'm not complaining. Also, it's gotten really exciting here in the last couple of minutes because today is Tuesday, Adopt-a-Pet Day, and Katie McClure has arrived from Paws Forever. And she's got not one, but two dogs. And we're going to talk about that coming up next on WCHL.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. With the UPS Store Small Business Mailbox Services, your business will have a real street address, package acceptance from all carriers, and the convenience of 24-hour access and call-in mail check. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
842 WCHL, Tuesday morning. Time now for Adopt-a-Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Wolfgang! Every Tuesday at Wolfgang is Teacher Appreciation Day, so teachers, visit them in Menomont today for discounts on retail and grooming, plus a free treat with purchase. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-a-Pet. Welcome to the show, Katie McClure.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Paws Forever. And we have the whole, about half of the WCHL staff in here because she brought a couple of rambunctious dogs in here today.
Super cute pups. Super cute.
Tell us about these puppies.
Well, I'm traveling today with Johnny Cash and June Carter. Okay?
I did not know that.
Yes. Johnny is over here on the left licking your staff's ear off.
That's Johnny Cash right
That's
there?
That's Johnny Cash, and
for
this
some
is
reason,
June Carter.
I thought that was Johnny Cash, the man in black.
Well, you would think. You would think. But it's actually the other way around.
Wow.
Johnny is wildly popular. Wildly popular and super outgoing.
Yeah.
And he's 4 months, and he's, our best guess is lab dachshund.
Is what?
Lab dachshund.
Oh, really?
Mix. That's our best guess.
Yeah, he's big, though.
Well, I mean, not Johnny's not that big.
Well, he's big for a, I don't know. For a dachshund, I was going to say.
Yeah, the lab part might be, June, on the other hand. June is Shepherd Roddy mix.
Yeah.
And drop-dead gorgeous.
And just a couple of beautiful dogs. Hey, guys, look up here. Whoa, I'm going to take your picture.
Look.
This is really great. Tell us your story. How did you get them?
Well, Johnny and June were running stray in Orange County, out in the country,
and running pretty fast too. Somebody had to really move to catch them.
Well, it could be. I don't know. They were abandoned basically and running loose and you know not having any food, etc. But they got apprehended. And you know, went to the Orange County shelter, and then we take them in from Orange County shelter and find them a home. So, and as I mentioned, they are pretty popular with our volunteers, as you might imagine.
No kidding.
And they actually traveled over here really well.
Really?
I was told that June would be singing the whole way, as in howling and barking and giving me a headache. Yeah. But it didn't work out that way. They were calm in their little crates. And they're both, let's see, Johnny is 4 months and June is 3 months.
Okay. Wow.
And who is it? Let's see. Johnny, believe it or not, he's actually, this is a very smart dog. Johnny Cash is smart, really? Whip smart. Uh-huh. He is almost house trained already.
Really?
June is working on it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but Johnny went to our life skills class this past Saturday, and I'm not kidding you, he was the smartest dog in the room. And he's... what, 3 months, 4 months old.
Mm-hmm.
He was smarter. He might have been smarter than some of the people in that room, I tell you. He's really a good dog. And then June, too. June, she's a good puppy. She's a good puppy. She's going to be bigger, though. You see those feet?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a big dog.
She's right going to be gorgeous.
She's. What would you estimate that she would be when she's grown?
I don't know. Roddy Shepherd mix. So what is that, maybe?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
I guess we're going to say
70 pounds
60 to 70. I'm not good at that kind of guess, but... look at those feet.
Yeah, man. This...
but she's got gorgeous markings.
Yeah.
You see? And a real good temperament.
No kidding.
You know, because here they are. They're meeting all these new people, new place. And see how at ease they are?
Yeah. Yeah.
So and Johnny's actually, he loves you.
Blake, do you have a dog already?
Yeah. I might have two more.
I don't know if you're going to get away from Johnny Cash.
I've already been sending pictures to my girlfriend down the road. So really? I'm not sure if... if they're going to make it very far to say.
You should see. Blake Hodge was lying in the studio in there a while ago, lying on the floor.
Pups, these pups love him. They love him.
I'm dogs all always over a sucker for a pup. Mine at home, Boone, is about 60 pounds. So I think they would be good matches.
At home.
I have to laugh because when she was talking about how smart Johnny Cash was, Blake's holding him and nodding his head like, this is my dog, and yes, he's smart.
Yes.
So you're proud of him already, right?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Wow. You're fall asleep in my arm.
Oh, look.
Well, Katie, every time you bring a dog in here, every time you bring a big black dog in here, you're always saying, this is your dog, because I'm kind of prone to those dogs.
I'm telling you, Ron, this is your dog right here. June Carter is your dog.
June is a...
look how peaceful.
Yeah, she's really...
look how easily she will be so easy to train.
She's really cool.
She'll be your best pal. And she's not... they're not so they're not so rambunctious that they're, like, out of their minds.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
And but, you could teach her to sing and be your companion and do all kinds of stuff. Right.
Well, then one person could sing, or one one being could sing. Well, hey, Katie, tell us about your website.
Well, as you know, it's pawsforever.org,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see these guys on there as well as all the other animals. We have cats and dogs,
mm-hmm.
and we also, of course, welcome volunteers, and I can tell you, it's pretty fun out there now to be a volunteer.
Oh, no.
It's fun anyway, but we have 4 puppies in-house now. This is 2 of 4, and our volunteers can take the pups out and play with them and run them around. It's a really good thing to do.
You love what you do, don't you?
I do. I love my job.
Yeah.
Make no money, but I love my job. Hey, that's all right.
Once again,
sounds familiar.
You said that, I didn't.
And people could also, if anyone is interested in adopting these pups or any other puppies or dogs or kittens or cats, they can come out anytime we're open to the public and hang out with the animals.
Yeah.
And you can take them out. We have, you know, over 50 acres out there. So you can take them out to a little playpen and really check them out.
Yeah. Cool. Well, hey, pawsforever.org.
Yeah.
Pause number 4.
Number 4. Pawsforever.org. Yes.
And listen, we'll have a picture of Johnny Cash and June Carter on our website, chapelboro.com. We'll also have them on Facebook. And I bet these dogs, both of them, will be gone by the end of the day. And Blake Hodges is going to take one.
That's right. He's nodding like, yes, yes, they're mine. Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, we really appreciate the way you get the word out on our dogs and cats. It's so great.
Well, those are two good ones you brought in here today, I'll tell you that.
Well, I had a little worries. I was thinking, oh, two of them? Really? In the Subaru? I don't know.
That was taking...
But it's so far so good. Half of the trip's been real good.
You've seen those. Our friends at Performance will love me saying this, but you've seen those commercials for Subaru with the dogs driving the cars?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. These guys aren't driving.
Maybe you could do that. I think June Carter could drive.
June might could. I don't think Johnny's driving. No way. I'm not giving him the keys.
All right. Well, hey, listen, thanks a lot for coming in. And this has been Adopt a Pet on WCHL, brought to you by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet. Coming up next, Lee Storo has today's commentary.
As the Kennedy Dental Group celebrates its first anniversary at 1721 East Franklin Street, the practice continues on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Dr. Jeff Kennedy offers stress-free oral sedation dentistry, which takes away all the anxiety of a prolonged procedure. Kennedy Dental Group is open Friday and offers early appointments from 7 a.m. on Tuesday and Friday. And if using insurance, Kennedy Dental can save you the hassle and files all claims for their patients. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to KennedyDentalGroup.com.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by taking care of all of your packaging, shipping, and fulfillment needs so you can concentrate on what matters most, running your business. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Meadowmont, in Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lee Storo. Chapel Hill and Orange County have a need for more meeting space. A major facility that includes space for conventions, meetings, and trade shows, along with performing arts and athletic events. While we need larger meeting space, a convention center might not be the perfect solution for Chapel Hill. Challenges around parking, staffing, and adequate load-in space make the logistics of building a convention center difficult for our community. But the lesson about how we can expand meeting space to bring in large-scale events is something we should be focused on. New hotels will likely be built in Chapel Hill in the coming years, and town leaders should work with them to ensure meeting room space is included in their design. We should also look to strategic locations like the library, Extraordinary Ventures, and the Friday Center to promote their venues as options for conferences and large-scale meetings. Tourism and visitor spending is good for our economy. Let's all think creatively about how we can increase meeting space and better utilize the stock that we currently have in the years to come. This is Lee Storo.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, it's almost February, and that means two things. Valentine's Day is coming, and Grimble Jewelers will be visiting the world's largest gem and mineral show in Tucson, Arizona. Gem miners and dealers from the world over save up the best of what they have to show at this annual event. Sapphires from Sri Lanka, rubies from Burma, emeralds from Colombia, aqua and amethyst from Brazil. The small, shiny objects of the world, from the best known to the most obscure, will be available for 1 week in Tucson. If you've ever wanted a particular gemstone, maybe something you've been on a quest for years, drop by Grimble Jewelers or give us a call. The selection and prices at this show are incredible. If you've always wanted a 3-carat red emerald, yes, it's very rare, but emerald actually does come in red, let us know. Or perhaps an opal to match the earring you lost dancing in 1992. We can find it. We're making our shopping list, so let us know if we can find the perfect gem for you. Grimble Jewelers, 929-2580. Grimble Jewelers, because we are hardwired to love small, shiny objects.
It is 8:53 WCHL, still in the aftermath of dogs.
oh, yeah.
That was fun.
They were cute.
Yeah.
They were cute.
What's happening with our morning traffic this morning, Nikki?
Well, traffic's starting to ease up, which is a good thing. If you're traveling, although north of the Triangle area or this area, make sure that you use a little extra caution. There were some problems and school delays around Henderson and Nash County on the east side of Raleigh, so just be aware of that. And if you're flying, may want to check your flight, especially if you're heading to the Northeast, just in case some of those flights have been canceled. 40 eastbound, just crowded in spots, no major problems as you make your way towards RTP this morning from 54 out to the Durham Freeway. Northbound Durham Freeway, though, still a little bit slow in spots between Alexander Drive and Austin Avenue. If you see anything while traveling, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate all your work this morning.
Oh, thank you.
We'll listen for your news updates throughout the day.
Sure.
At the bottom of the hour.
You got it.
All right. And we'll see you here tomorrow morning.
Okay.
It is time now for a word from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We talk about their coffee all the time, but they also serve fountain drink perfection daily, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice, so it doesn't melt, guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents, even for the big 32-ouncer at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. What everybody wants to hear today. 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny all day. High today about 45 degrees. Didn't get the precipitation we expected that we might. Tonight, clear, cold with a low in the low 20s. And then tomorrow is sunny with a high in the middle 40s. Actually, not a bad forecast here, and we should all feel fortunate that our weather is not what it is in the northeastern part of the country. It is time now for a look back at the word of the day. About an hour ago, word of the day from Wayne Pond, French word. If you remember what it is, call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. Tell me the word, spell it correctly, and give me the proper definition. And you can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Your number to call, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lori Clark has nominated her mom to be our hometown hero today, Dolores Clark. Lori, why is Dolores so special?
Because she is so passionate about working in the community and does everything she can possibly do to help people in our church and people in the community that are less fortunate, to provide transportation or just to provide any type of assistance.
I have heard it said that Dolores has the biggest heart in all of Carborough, and that she has been and still is your inspiration every day.
Absolutely. She inspires me to be the best that I can possibly be and to do the things that I do with integrity and to also have compassion. Even the work that I do with Blue Ribbon and providing support to students, I do in honor of her legacy and the things that she taught me growing up during my entire lifetime, and I honor her every day.
I understand that she is in her 80s now, although it's really hard to tell that, but she still goes out in her blue van and takes kids to church, enrichment, after-school programs, etc.
Absolutely. She's 81. You know, she's out either helping my niece deliver Girl Scout cookies or picking up children to take them to choir rehearsal or usher practice or providing some type of outreach ministry to other seniors in the community.
One thing that a lot of people don't know is that I understand she had some involvement with the late Dr. Charles Schaefer at one time to offer physicals and immunizations to residents of a neighborhood here in Chapel Hill. Tell us about that.
Many years ago, she and Dr. Charles Schaefer started an evening clinic at Chapel Hill Pediatrics in an effort to help residents in South Estes get immunizations and physicals free of charge. And they ran that clinic for many, many years. It was just a way for people that could not necessarily afford it or didn't have insurance to be able to get annual physicals and for students to receive the shots that they needed in order to be able to participate in school sports.
Lori, I know that you've done a lot of great things in the community, and now we know why. Dolores Clark's been such a big inspiration. Everybody should watch out for that blue van. You'll know that Dolores is doing something else good, not only in Carborough, but all over the whole Chapel Hill Carborough community.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad that she's WCHL's hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
GEICO RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to GEICO RV insurance.
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Change your plans on Monday. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. on the weekend. North Carolina's oldest restaurant has more that's new, like an espresso bar with professionally trained baristas. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now the one-stop shop for the best in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, serving the freshest in local fare. And it's espresso bar. Check out CarolinaCoffeeShop.com, plus Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for daily deals and specials. The Carolina Coffee Shop, now open on Monday.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news.